show. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site. We give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, of course, we'll take your calls if you make them about anything. That is the point of the program. Otherwise, want to let you know we are going to be doing a live show on Saturday night. Just in case people were wondering, it's going to be Independence Day, and Free Talk Live will be live on Independence Day. So please keep that in mind as the weekend approaches. But the news out of Sweden is about the Pirate Bay, and it's not good news. Of course, we've covered the Pirate Bay's legal case here on this program in the past, how it is that they lost their case, and they had essentially said they were going to keep going. They said that they weren't going to pay the fines, and that the Pirate Bay has distributed servers all around the Internet. Of course, for those that don't know, the Pirate Bay is a website that is kind of the most notorious file sharing site on the Internet. Some people would call it piracy. I prefer to call it file sharing, because that's all it is. Just people sharing music, movies, and other things. And some of them are, you know, just their own legitimate files. They're not made by some other company. Like, for instance, we use the Pirate Bay servers to propagate the Free Talk Live torrents, where we give our listeners entire month chunks of this show in easy-to-download torrent segments, basically, on our website at freetalklive.com.
Right, that's our stuff, and we decide to share it in the manner that we want, and I don't see any problem with that.
So I don't know if we're going to continue using the Pirate Bay servers on into the future, because what's happening is they're selling out. And I can't blame them. It's a nice price tag, $8 million.
Wow.
I don't know what it was. I don't recall what the judgment was against them. Maybe it was a few million bucks, and this is going to be more than enough to pay the judgment. I don't recall what that number was, but according to Wired.com, the Swedish gaming executive who's gambling nearly $8 million buying the Pirate Bay is convinced he can turn the 20 million users of the world's most notorious file-sharing website into well-behaved consumers,
yeah,
even amid the deluge of account deletion requests. Hans Pandeya, chief executive of the Global Gaming Factory, in a telephone interview with Wired, said, "Some file-sharers don't like all this money talk, and they're leaving. But the user experience is going to be the same. From the user's point of view, they're doing a search, they're finding the song or the movie, and they're downloading it." Now, if you just read that far in the story, it sounds like there's nothing going to change, but that's not the case.
Except they're going to pay for that download.
There are other changes planned for that user experience, of course, once the Pirate Bay lowers the Jolly Roger and raises the flag of commerce as early as next month. The free video games, pre-release Hollywood blockbusters, and gigabyte-length discographies that currently dominate the site's most popular list will be gone, replaced by whatever content the movie, music, and software industries deign to sell, yes, sell, on a site they've been battling for years. Global Gaming Factory announced plans.
This is how you win in the free market. He went ahead and he bought.
If you can't beat them, buy them.
Yeah, really. See, that's the thing is, they've been trying to fight these guys. They probably spent more than $8 million fighting these guys.
Who knows?
It was probably worth it just to go ahead and write them a check.
Global Gaming Factory announced plans Tuesday to purchase the Pirate Bay's BitTorrent site for $7.8 million. The Pirate Bay's other projects, including their upcoming streaming video site, The Video Bay, and the iPredator anonymizing service, are not part of the sale. So it doesn't sound like they're going to go away. Who knows what they'll take this $8 million and do.
That's what I was wondering. Are they just going to turn around and restart it? They have to go from scratch and everything, but they know how to do it now, right?
They certainly
do. And they probably have a certain fan base that's ready to take right up.
Right, I'm sure if they post a message. I'm sure if they post a message somewhere saying the Pirate Bay is back under new ownership, except it's now called the Buccaneer Bay or whatever, that people will rush over and join the new website.
It would probably spread by word of mouth in no time.
Oh, absolutely. In the underground pirate world, absolutely. Even Wired, I'm sure, would do a report on it because they've been following things fairly closely here. And I think this guy is really living in a fantasy world if he believes that he can convert the users of a pirate website like the Pirate Bay to be purchasers of product through that same site. I mean, a lot of these people that are out there doing the file sharing are buying product because they understand that if they don't buy the things that they're sharing, that they're going to go away. If you've got a favorite game designer or something like that, and they're putting out a sequel to the game that you like, and you like the sequel, you should buy the game, because otherwise another sequel will not ever be made if enough copies aren't sold. And I think a lot of them understand that. But I don't think they're going to want to see the rug pulled out from underneath them on their favorite website. I don't feel like they're going to stick around for this.
I have to say that it does seem unlikely to me. They may stick around. They may not delete their account. I just don't think he's going to get a lot of money out of these people that have, his current user base. They're used to going on Pirate Bay and getting things for free, and now they're going to sell them?
But the unfolding exodus from the Bay seems to be an early sign that the file sharers aren't eager for change. Many people have asked about having their account removed and will not force anyone to stay on, of course. How could you?
Mm-hmm.
Bandaya believes he'll be able to stay the mutiny once the community, which he describes as the key asset in the announced purchase, fully understands what the new Pirate Bay will be offering, and that would be money, for starters. The revamped Bay will be the first BitTorrent site to pay members cold hard cash for seeding the paid content that they download, a sweetener that Pandaya said will give the site an edge over the established pay content outlets. He says if you use iTunes, for instance, their users can't create any revenue. We can create revenue for the file-sharing community. At the end of the day, the file-sharers will make money, or this is not going to work. Details like how much uploaders will be paid for sharing their bandwidth haven't been announced, but it would need to be a lot to match the value lost to a community accustomed to getting $60 console games for the cost of a button click. Sounds pretty pie in the sky to me, and I'm not going to continue promoting what this guy's plans are here, but it sounds like he wants people to seed their paid content. So when you're doing torrents, if you, for instance, download the Free Talk Live torrent for the month of May, June's going to come out in a few days, but if you download the month of May and you receive the entire file, you receive 100%, not the file, there's several files, every file from the month of May. So once you're done with the whole chunk, once you're done with downloading the entire month, then the appropriate thing to do, kind of the etiquette or the netiquette for torrents, is to do what they call seeding. And that is that since you have 100% of the product, then you become a seed, and other people that are downloading will get parts of that product from you.
You become an uploader.
Exactly. So what they're saying here is that they want people to download legal content from their website that they pay for, and then if they stay on as seeders of that content, then they will get some sort of revenue sharing from being a seeder of that particular content. Which makes sense. I mean, from a business perspective, if you're trying to send out files to a big, massive audience, let's say you've got a new movie coming out and there's a trailer that you want to distribute and you just know it's going to be too highly demanded by users and your server's going to crash if people are just downloading it from your server, if you distribute that over a whole bunch of people across the internet, which is what torrents do, then it's impossible for that to crash. You can just keep expanding out to as many people that are downloading or also seeding, and because as you download, you can still sort of seed out the parts that you've downloaded. And so that would be a way to reduce costs, and if you're reducing costs, then you can share some of your revenue with the users. It makes sense on its face. Just the question is, will the users of the current site, the Pirate Bay, be on board for something like that?
I didn't understand that part of the story up till then, so it seems to me more likely, but I don't know.
You didn't understand what I was just telling you?
Well, I didn't understand it until you told me, until you explained to me that they get paid for seeding.
Yeah. So that's the idea.
I was just expecting sort of a Napster thing where Napster one day is, people are using it to get free music, and then the next day you're buying things from Napster.
And where's Napster now?
I haven't heard of it in a long time.
That's a good question. I've wondered.
Exactly.
That.
Let's go to Chase in Mississippi. Chase, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So about 5 or 6 days ago, I got this letter, an anonymous letter. And it said, this is a residential neighborhood, not a campus frat house. You need to untrash your lawn and cut your grass, or else I'm going to have the city come and do it and charge you a hefty fine.
Whoa!
A threatening letter. It had some four letter words thrown in. And I just moved in like 2 weeks ago, and I'm taking classes up here, and so I was a little taken aback. But
moved into a house that already had a trashed lawn, or I'm a little confused.
It was pretty bad. The guys who lived here left it pretty bad. I mean, we put some stuff out there too. We have like these two really ugly lawn chairs and like a ice chest
It doesn't sound like the most neighborly of approaches. We'll get back to you here, Chase. Hang on. I'll bring it back in a moment. 800-259-9231. Find out a little bit more. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you for free, including the Free Talk Live chat rooms. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show and at other times. Chat. www.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. Get together with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-loving people and get active for freedom up here in New Hampshire. Concentration, in my opinion, is the key to achieving liberty in our lifetime. Concentration of activists, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to Chase in Mississippi. Now, Chase, you were telling us you just moved in to a new house, is it, or an apartment?
It's a house.
Yeah. It's a house. And are you renting?
I am.
So you had gotten a nasty letter, presumably from one of your neighbors, who wrote it to you anonymously. Did they leave it on your front door or your mailbox? How did you actually get your hands on it?
It was in the mailbox, and you know, the woman across the street has kind of an equally unkempt yard. Mm-hmm. So I went and asked her if she had gotten one, and it turned out she had as well. And she was pretty upset by it for some reason. But anyway,
so describe what your lawn looks like, because this neighbor was so upset that he's threatening to go to the government and that they're going to bring fines down on you, and which of course is not going to really be your responsibility because you don't own the property. It'll come down on the landlord most likely. But just give me a picture of what your yard looks like at a glance.
It's really not bad. I mean, this is like classic suburbia, but we're kind of up on a hill, and there's some weeds. It's a little bit overgrown. It's not that bad, and we've got like two spray-painted lawn chairs and, like, a cooler out in the yard, which is kind of, I guess, not very classy, but it's not that bad. I mean,
so that's the only junk that's in the yard is
a cooler
and two lawn chairs?
Yep.
There's no other non-organic items sitting in the yard?
I mean, there might have been an empty beer bottle at one point, but nothing that would have really turned heads.
But you would say the beer bottle has been picked up. There's not anything that's strewn out.
Oh yeah, it's clean. I mean, it's not bad. And I mean, the other people that he sent letters to, their yards were not even noticeably bad.
So interesting. How? Okay. So there's a few things, but nothing big deal. How tall is the grass?
It's probably about a foot tall.
That's pretty tall. So what's the deal with the landlord? Why isn't he taking care of mowing the lawn?
I really haven't contacted him. I haven't really taken it seriously.
Is it his responsibility? Point of information, is it in your lease that you take care of the lawn, or is it the landlord's responsibility?
No, it's not. It's his. But, I mean, I've just never really gotten around to it. I didn't take it that seriously, but I got a letter from the city today.
Uh-oh.
What happened is a few days back, I was sitting in the house, and this car pulls up in front of the house, and it sits there for like 2 minutes, and the guy inside the car is really scrutinizing the lawn, and then he pulls away, and then he comes back a few hours later, and I see him again, and he does the same thing. So I just take note of the car, and then on the way to class later that evening, I noticed this car in a driveway on like an adjacent street. So I get this letter from the city today around noon, a certified letter. You know, I had to sign for it. It's from the code enforcement officer of Oxford. You know, it says, you know, you have 5 days, like boilerplate letter, or else we'll, you know, take legal action.
5 days to do what?
5 days to it says it's unlawful for anyone to have you know, weeds and grass and brush or undesirable vegetation growing in a height excess of 12 inches in their yard. But anyways, I was the city letter didn't bother me that much, but this letter this guy wrote was particularly threatening. And I mean, I'm not a confrontational guy or anything, but I felt like I should probably approach him about that. I mean, he did it anonymously, so this must have been a surprise to him. I don't know how he would think I got his address, but
wait. How did you get his address? It was an anonymous letter. How did you get his address?
Well, like I said, I could the car that's parked in front of the house twice. I just assumed that was his.
It could be a city bureaucrat. I mean, that could be who that is. It could be.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, I thought that was the code enforcer.
Here's what happened. I went to this house today, this afternoon, after I got the city letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, you know, my name is Chase. I live down the street, and I got this letter. And I said, I called the number at the top of this letter, and they told me that the complaint was filed from this address.
Oh,
of course,
really?
was not true, but he did reluctantly admit to it once I said that.
Oh, so you made that up. Nice.
Yeah, I did.
Way to manipulate.
I planned this out pretty well. I spent a lot of time planning. So, you know, I explained to this guy, you know, how I thought about it. I actually have it pretty much verbatim because I planned out what I was going to say. If you want to hear what I told him.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, you know, I just want you to think about the kind of life that you're living, where you go around putting anonymous letters in your neighbor's mailboxes, threatening to use the coercion of government to force people to do what you want. You know, I said, although you may think it's okay because that's the prescribed course of action, you know, according to, you know, the municipal code, that's not how civilized adults resolve their problems.
I agree.
This sort of behavior is not acceptable, and I hope that, you know, for your own sake, someday you'll come to that realization.
I hope you made the point that you would not do the same thing to his property, that you would not make a threat in that way, that you forgive him for what he's done to you and that you won't be engaging in the same thing back to him.
Right, of course. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much...
Well, did you make that point to him?
Right after I finished saying that, he like closed the door and he mutters like, "Oh, I'll just cut your grass." And I think he was not really pleased that I came by. He was a little shaken.
I bet he wasn't. Yeah, I mean, people like that want to hide behind the strength of the state. You know, they want the state to do all their dirty work, just like the lady down the street that went after me through the state for my tenants having a couch out in their lawn. It was the same thing. She was way too cowardly to come and actually talk to me like a neighbor. She wanted to go and just cowardly submit a complaint to the government. She thought she would be, I guess, completely anonymous in that. I ended up finding out who it was during the trial. But it's just so sad that that's where we are today, where people have been trained to do this.
And wasn't that timing of that right after you had been very critical of a project she was doing?
Yeah, I don't know if it was right after that, but
it was pretty. It seemed like it was within a week or two of some city planning, which is a very soft word for some violence.
Well, either way, it was just sad, and it just continues on here. And so this man is just another coward hiding behind the power of the state. So I guess all you can really do is pass the word on to your landlord and hope he takes care of it.
Yeah, I'll probably end up doing that.
Good luck, Chase. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. And
you know, and that's the thing. You said he's hiding behind the violence of the state.
Yeah.
He's getting the city to do his dirty work for him, and that way nobody feels any sense of responsibility for the violence that's taking place. The city's just doing their jobs, you know. He feels like it's their job, too, and he's just asking them to do it. He doesn't have to get his hands dirty.
Right.
And, you know, and go threaten someone personally, even though he sort of did that, but he did it anonymously, you know.
Well, I think that to some extent people need to avoid these problems by keeping their lawns tamed, too.
Yeah, but if he wants to live in a place where lawns are tamed, he should live in a deed-restricted neighborhood where there are very specific provisions about what is appropriate.
He does. It's called city zoning.
No, that's not a deed-restricted neighborhood. That's arbitrary nonsense. 3 Talk Live.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So join those on us. And freetalklive.com. The features include the Facebook page, Facebook fan page. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. You can become a fan there and get clued into the Facebook updates, which are kind of the same as the regular updates. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out down the line. Maybe they'll become one and the same. Maybe some people will choose Facebook for how they get them. Some people will choose the updates list. I guess multiple flavors is good, right? Choices? Good in the marketplace? So facebook.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them. You can listen to them on your computer if you wanted to, too. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. This isn't just your just any old books. These are the new bestsellers. These are big-time books. I know they've got Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged over there and all kinds of stuff. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for a free one.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your calls at 800-259-9231. But just wanted to clarify the very ending statements that were made in the last segment. And, Mark, you had come with the status position that, and I didn't expect this from you. But,
you're misinterpreting what I'm saying, and you're painting me with a big, broad brush.
What you said was that I had pointed out, we're talking about houses and agreements between homeowners, and I said that if so-and-so, the angry man that wrote anonymous letters critiquing his neighbor's property, I said that if he wanted to live in a place where he could be in control of how high somebody's grass is or what what kind of stuff they can have out in their front yard. He should have bought a home in a deed-restricted neighborhood, and you said he did. He bought a home in a zoned city.
Right. A zoned city is not certainly the same as a deed-restricted community. However,
you when said this it was.
Got no, I didn't. You just want it. You just want an argument. This
you said
guy
he did.
Believed. That he felt when he bought that people were going to be held to these rules and that they were going to abide by them.
How many people actually look at the zoning rules in any given area before they buy a piece of property?
I don't know.
Have you?
What have I looked?
Yeah.
I happen to know the piece of property that I bought was in a zoned area that was zoned more heavily than the rest of the town, and I kind of liked that. I knew the property values were higher there as a result. I knew I couldn't keep a boat in a certain area. I had some general idea of what the rules were.
But you didn't actually read the rules.
I did not read all the zoning
rules. Did you read the zoning rules out where you bought a house recently?
No. I didn't. And
I didn't either. That's three out of three.
Hold on just
it's
a second.
It's not a zoning rule, but like one thing I found out like after I got into a house was that there's like mandatory recycling where I live.
Oh, gosh.
I did read the zoning laws for my newest house, if that's what you're asking me, because they're very short. The town I live in doesn't have much.
Okay, so two out of three right here in the studio have not read the zoning rules. So it's nonsense to suggest that a zoned area, some city bureaucrats making arbitrary rules about what you can and can't do on your property is anything like a private agreement between property owners called deed restrictions. I just want to make it clear.
Well, just remember, you're not being clear at all. You're being a jackass. Deed restricted rules are tomes. They're pages and pages long. People have to sign a piece of paper and say, yeah, I read them, and they don't. So
they don't.
There's the same situation right there, plus the fact you don't know what this guy did. This guy wants these rules enforced. He thought that he lived in an area. When he moved in, that was his understanding of how things were going to be. And for him, that's legitimate. Like, that's what he thought he was going to get. He bought in a community where he thought that people were going to be forced to keep the grass the way it was supposed to. I agree that these zoning laws create problems, and I agree that these zoning laws are placed on people who did not accept them in the first place, and that is morally wrong. However, when this guy moved in, you told him he should have moved into a deed-restricted community. When this guy moved in, he moved into a place that had rules about how the lawn was going to be kept, and it wasn't the lawns were going to be kept, and they weren't being kept that way.
But they are not rules that people consented to. You see, that's the difference.
I understand,
Mark.
That. Did he?
Did he consent to
it? Did he understand?
I don't know.
Right. Well,
I'm not going to go out on that limb.
You're right. Well, and I wouldn't
but
either.
But isn't that kind of why we're here? We're talking about stuff like that so that people can get and can look at these things in a light other than what they were indoctrinated into?
I agree. But do you think the guy's a bad man?
Yeah, he's a bad man.
Well, I don't think Ian does either. Ian said, "Go ahead and say I forgive you for it." Well,
he threatened his neighbors.
You're right, using four-letter words. What he's doing is bad. But you agreed that the best way to deal with that was to go to him and say, "I'm not going to do the same thing to you. I forgive you for what you're doing, but you shouldn't do it."
Absolutely.
What he's doing is bad. Yes. I think he went about these things in a manner
that he should not have.
In a very cowardly manner.
He used four-letter words, and then the first thing he does is run to the authorities
in an anonymous letter.
Right. An anonymous letter runs to the authorities. I'll concede all that. I think he should have gone to the people and talked to them. First, he would have found out they're renters, and we don't mow the lawn. Talk to the landlord. But you know, this guy, he has the opportunity to do that, and a lot of people take that out. And it's not the way one should go about things.
One of the problems with the system, Mark, is people like him have an inordinate amount of control over the rest of us who maybe don't have the interest in going to a city council meeting or some zoning planning commission board meeting, whereas somebody like him, a busybody who has an interest in controlling his neighbor's properties because that's just how he is,
he's
got nothing better to do with his time, he'll go to those planning meetings and he'll lobby for more legislation and more regulations. So even if he had moved in and there was X amount of regulations at that time, and the other guy, the landlord, had bought at the same time, down the line, the busybody has gone to all these meetings and lobbied for more regulations while the landlord's probably busy managing 20 different houses or something like that, or doing whatever it is he's doing.
And the landlord with 20 houses only gets one vote, whereas the busybody with one house gets one vote.
Yes.
And those are unfair things. You're not gonna get me to say that I think that zoning laws are enacted and enforced in a fair manner.
I'm not trying to get you to say that. I just wanted you to make sure. I just wanted to make it clear that we made a very distinct differentiation between zoning, which is not by consent, and deed restrictions, which, even though you say there are a whole bunch of them, are by consent. Absolute, explicit explicit consent.
Right. And so in a perfect world where, Ian's perfect world, there would be places with deed restrictions where people who wanted whatever they want could live in those communities.
And then there'd be a free-for-all.
And then there'd be a free-for-all where, people would do whatever they wanted to do. But my question is, how do we get from here to there?
Because I think there's a step, right? This guy went and talked to the guy and said, you can talk to me in a civil manner instead of threatening me right away. I think we have to change people. We have to go from, and it might sound like a really daunting task.
It is.
But, well, hold on, though.
It is.
I mean, as we change people, then that spreads. I think it can be a snowball effect. We have to change people and get those people to want to change people as well. I mean, it's until individuals care about respecting the rights of other individuals, we're not going to get a better world. I mean, one way or another, people are going to come up with excuses to use violence against other people in completely unjustified ways. And it's, I think we have to make people better.
Well, I think that the way to get rid of zoning laws is the same way that they were enforced, enacted, and that is through the democratic process, because that would be fair way.
I don't know about that.
The fair way that they were brought into place. Because remember, here's the reason. Because you don't live in a zoned area, as far as a whole bunch of rules, but Ian does. Now, the person across the street from you, Ian, they bought with the idea that you weren't going to be able to grow your grass too high or have a couch on your lawn or whatever it is that you weren't going to be able to do. And that they bought under a set of rules that they understood. And it's unfair to just change those rules, like just sweep them all under the rug.
Well, it's not sweeping them under the rug, but that's not going to happen. But challenging them, bringing light to the fact that they were not voluntary and that it's not appropriate to use violence to make people do what you want them to do, those things need to be challenged. That's one of the ways that we affect other people and that we change the way they look at things, is that we decide to peacefully disobey immoral things. And I think that's one way to challenge them. I don't think democratically, when you say I'm going to democratically challenge something, you say I'm going to go use violence to fight this violence that I don't agree with, because minorities have been exploited and violently by majorities throughout history, and that is not a way to resolve conflict.
Toll free number for you, your thoughts on this issue or whatever you would like to discuss, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything, and if people bought a house expecting the government to protect their property or to keep things pretty for them, well, I say too bad for them. They get what they get for dealing with a gang of criminals.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's new or used in dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping, a lot of their new items, great place to shop, user reviews, everything you need. amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link. We get a cut. amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls about anything, it's Steve in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Yes, Ian. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I wanted to say that the other day you said how you didn't know whether or not it made a difference when you did your civil disobedience by paying with $1 bills at City Hall. And I want to tell you that it is, because it's very inspirational to those of us who are behind you, and there are a lot of us, okay?
Not just the
people that listen to your show, but it is very, very powerful what you are doing. And I believe that everybody who wants to see the size of and scope of government come down needs to not get licenses, not obey their rules, not comply, not pay their taxes, and don't give in to the degree that they can possibly do it, because nonviolent resistance is the key to putting a stop to this tyranny.
Can I back you up here? I want to kudos for saying that, okay? And the thing is, like,
it's not the democratic process?
It's not the democratic process. Let's not use violence. Let's use peace to oppose violence. I think you
absolutely.
Know, and let me say this. There's been a lot of talk. I've been getting a lot of people complaining. You know, I'm a voluntarist. I am against the coercive monopoly form of government in any way, shape, or form. I don't care how big it is. It's the nature of government that I have an issue with, not the size of government. I don't mind. If something is a good organization, it can be ginormous. If it's doing good things, the bigger the better. If it's doing bad things, I am against it. That doesn't mean that I am an all or nothing, totally, I'm not a purist. It has nothing to do with being a purist and being unreasonable or impractical. I think that the practical way to reduce something that I think is a bad thing to as small as possible, nothing if possible, but I don't know if it's even possible. The best way to get it to shrink is to oppose it, not to support it, not to try to fix something that is inherently corrupt. You oppose it, and then maybe it will begin to shrink.
Right? Refuse to
That's
cooperate.
Very pragmatic.
Since the last time I spoke with you, I told you about not getting my spy chip passport to cross the international border, and I've crossed two times since. They detained me for about an hour and 10 minutes the last time, but it didn't really bother me because that's a normal wait period of time. You usually have to wait 45 minutes to an hour just sitting in your car, but I'm on foot, so I don't really have to wait. But the next time I cross and they choose to detain me again for an hour or whatever they do, I'm going to enjoy my time by bringing some good libertarian literature from Murray Rothbard or some of the other numerous authors of good libertarian material. And I'm going to show them that I'm not, they're not punishing me and that I'm enjoying my time. Also,
that's, by the way, before you go on with the also, that's something that I was watching Sam's speech today from the Liberty, not the Liberty Forum, the Pork Fest. He did the closing speech. Our friend Sam from ObscureTruth.com. It's been posted at FreeKeen.com for anybody that wants to see it. It was an excellent speech. But he was talking about how the system is designed to encourage anger. The system is designed to encourage people to be upset and mad at their circumstances and angry at everybody else that's around them and that sort of thing. Whereas when Sam went into jail for the 58 days that he was in there, he kept a positive mindset. He had peace and joy and love in his mind and in his heart, and that helped him get through that process as a and come out of it a very spiritually developed person. He didn't get angry at the guards that were doing mean things, and they were lying and just kind of portraying misinformation to him about what was really going on outside the jail and things like that. And I think it's a real big shift to go from being angry at the tyranny of these people to just kind of holding forgiveness in your heart and exuding a love to these folks. It's not something they're used to dealing with. They're used to dealing with people shouting at them. They're used to people getting pissed off.
And if they can provoke you to actually violent, to be violent, then they can do whatever they want to you right out in the open and no one will bat an eye. But if you're not being violent, if you're being like Sam and being completely peaceful and challenging them for being violent and being consistently better than them by not being violent, then that shines the light where it needs to go on who's committing the violence.
Good, Steve.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I take some of my example on how to behave, and I really admire how Dave Ridley does it. I think he's got it down very well. My demeanor is subdued to a degree, but yet I'm non-compliant, and they give me loads and loads of papers telling me I'm non-compliant. Some of them shout at me. I just look at them and don't say anything and put the papers in my pockets, and I'm not going to resist. It would be foolish to resist them, but they do beg me and say, why aren't you conforming to the system? You know, what is it about? What's wrong with you? Are you antisocial? And I just smile and look at them.
Yeah, if you don't obey their every command, then you're being cooperative, and why are you being belligerent? They'll call you belligerent because you're not obeying. Even if you're smiling and just sitting there quietly, because you're not obeying, then they'll call that belligerent and things like that. It's really absurd. That's the way they look at it, because they, in their mind, they are the boss, and you are supposed to be obeying their every word, and if you don't do that, then...
Well, that's what they're used to. They're used to complete obedience and
really kiss up, because people are terrified of them. And that's actually a tactic, is to keep people afraid. But you want to pull someone over, and maintaining control of the situation is keeping them afraid.
It's difficult to take that step that you've done, Ian, and to do what you've done by, you know, bringing in the $100 bill, I mean the $1 bills, and paying that way. But it goes as an example to many others. There's people that do see what you're doing, and this not complying is the most powerful thing that we can do to resist this overwhelming tyranny that's coming upon all of us.
And it's like I say, take it, and you reiterated it, and that is that take it as far as you feel comfortable taking it, but don't completely bend over. Do whatever you can to be noncompliant. Do whatever you can to not go along with what they're demanding. Doesn't mean you have to go 100% of the way. 2%, 3%, a bunch of people just doing a little bit of noncompliance and disobedience, I think, can go a real long way. And I'd like to add that what the question was about as far as whether I made an impact yesterday when I went and paid a property tax bill with all ones. When I was answering that question, I was more focusing on the bureaucrats as to whether or not it had an effect, positive or negative, on them. They were the ones that I was primarily interacting with. Obviously, there are people in the line, the customers of the bureaucracy. Some of them would have probably have agreed with me. The problem is probably the ones eating our pizza, and the others might have been angry at me, so I don't know. But
that
I'm glad
was brilliant,
that it,
by the way, the bringing the pizza.
Thank you. I'm glad that it had a positive effect on you, and I hope it does encourage more people to do things like that, either where they are or, better yet, to come here to New Hampshire and to begin a non-cooperation campaign on whatever the issue that it is that floats your boat the most up here. Any other thoughts for us, Steve?
Yes. Fred the Tyrant, the local radio tyrant, he said he's willing to go to the wall to enforce his and to do what he believes is right. I would challenge that Fred the Tyrant and to come on over here to the border into a little town just south of Juarez called Guadalupe, where the chief of police has a life expectancy of less than 48 hours when he takes office, and they usually end up with their heads in a cooler.
Yeah, see how much courage he has then, right?
You know, he's nice and safe in the United States enforcing his laws with most of the people who just bend over and sheepishly obey, but I'm not so sure that if there's consequences to his violent actions, and there are some, again, I'm saying nonviolence is the way to stop this. It's the best way. It's, as far as I'm concerned, the only way. But there are violent people. And, you know, as long as he's nice and safe, he's going to get his nice, happy retirement. And, you know, he's willing to say those things, but
talking
to
chief
so
is what you're
sure.
saying.
He
and he may have
that.
Done things. You know, he may have done heroic things in his days as a police officer. I don't know for sure. But you're right. If you really want to experience a war on drugs, go down to the border, and
well,
that's where the
Fred's
war really
issue
is.
Certainly isn't the war on drugs.
No, he's actually with us on that one, believe it or not. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I think Fred's a nice guy. He's just goading me when he says that I should go to the wall with the civil disobedience.
There was another comment about you paying with the $1 bills. Another criticism was, well, you're not gonna change the minds of those bureaucrats. You know, you're just irritating them and make them not like you. But I think I would posit that the point of filming it is to reach all the other people and let them see what's going on.
Absolutely.
If you reach the bureaucrats, that's just icing.
Yeah, had I gone in there without video cameras, it would have been a near pointless thing to do. You're absolutely right. The purpose of it was to show people this is the kind of activism that we can do here in New Hampshire because we've got the activists to back us up. If I didn't have five people there with me, it would have not been as powerful. Hour two coming up.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.